So we see the struggles from Hackenberg continue on Penn State's first series, but now we'll get our first taste of the triple option, and the flex bone as Army will come out. A.J. Scher starting in place of the injured Ahmad Bradshaw. He'll take the first snap and dive forward. The ball's on the ground. Penn State signaling they have it, and they do. A botched snap, and Penn State gets the ball in plus territory. Garrett Sickles diving on the ball to recover it for Penn State. What a play and what a miscue by Army.
Just as you mentioned, though, it's going to be tough in these situations for Army to kind of hold on to the ball. It could be, you know, cause little problems. And right away, first play, we see Scher there, the senior, too, as well. Fumbled the first snap, definitely not a good start for Army, but we already see the weather right away between players slipping now and that fumbled snap having a big impact, even though at the moment, like I said, it's still not raining, but you see the impact from earlier in the day.
So Penn State will start with a first and 10 on the 42-yard line, 13:26 to play. Hackenberg under center, two receivers to his left, one to his right, and Nick Scott in the backfield. He'll throw it quickly off to Godwin. That'll bounce off the hands and the shoulder pad and again trickle out of bounds. And right off the bat, we see it again. Hackenberg struggling and the receiver struggling to get acclimated to this weather.
Also looks like a little miscommunication there as Godwin looks like he was running around and Hackenberg thought he was going to run a quick bubble screen. A little interesting also play call with Godwin, the lone receiver, on his right, so having no one to block for him. But it looks like Hackenberg thought Godwin was going to try to go for the screen and Godwin thought he was going to run around. So that's why that led to the drop ball right there.
Second down and 10, trips out to Hackenberg's left. It's Godwin and Blacknall split out wide. Hackenberg in the shotgun. Nick Scott on his right hip. He'll bark out the signals, drop back to pass, surveys the field, looks across the middle. He's got Brent Wilkerson up near the 35-yard line. A gain of about six there as Wilkerson pulls in his first catch of the year.
Nice job there by Wilkerson, just finding the soft spot in the zone, turning around, just sitting there, giving a big target for Hackenberg to find the ball. And now making this a third and manageable situation instead of a third and long.
Officially a gain of seven. It'll make it a third and three for Christian Hackenberg and the Penn State offense. Under 13 to play here in the first quarter. Hackenberg will line up under center. Nick Scott in the backfield. One receiver to each side. Double tight ends on the left side with Jasicki and Kyle Carter offset on the line. He'll turn around and hand it off to Scott. He'll plunge forward, break a tackle, spin off another defender up across the 30 and to the 29-yard line. A big run there from the redshirt freshman, and he picks up a couple and gets the first down.
That one, Nick Scott, not just getting the first down, but running over an Army defender to get that first down. Only 5'11", just under 200 pounds. So exactly not a bruiser in the backfield, but he's definitely enforced his will right there and showing that, you know, he deserves some playing time, maybe trying to also vie for some carries later on in the season.
A first and 10, fresh set of downs for Penn State as Hackenberg gets under center. One receiver split out to his right side. He'll call Jasicki in motion. He'll turn around, take the snap, and hand it off to Scott, and he'll power forward, this time only for a gain of about one or two, and he's dropped immediately by the front four of this Army defense.
And Nick Scott, called by head coach James Franklin, you know, one of the biggest guys, got to hit a home run on this, you know, one of the fastest guys on the team. And right now, Nick Scott, for the two carries, running over guys, not trying to make guys miss, just putting his head down and getting yards as he can. So interesting, you know, he's coming out here ready to play.
Brandon Polk out to Hackenberg's right. Deshaun Hamilton out to the left. Hack under center with Scott behind him. Second down and 8 for the Penn State offense as Hackenberg will call Polk in. Jet motion, turn around, fake the handoff, and he'll hand it up to Scott up the middle. Gets up across the 25-yard line and into a herd of Army Black Knight defenders led by Jordan Smith, the defensive tackle, and they'll have another third and manageable here coming up.
And Scott was just one shoelace tack away from breaking that into the end zone. Looks like, you know, if he broke out just to the right, he had a lot of open daylight and could have made a run for his for a touchdown. But great job there by Army and Jordan Smith, like you said, getting the tackle, preventing that big play by Scott.
Third and 5 from the 24, Hackenberg in the shotgun, a cluttered backfield as Brent Wilkerson is in there. Army getting a defender off the field quickly before they get called for too many men on the field as Hackenberg will bark out the signal, wait on the shotgun snap. He's going to step back up to the line, pump his leg, and take the snap. He drops back, has a blitz coming off the outside, tries to dump it off, and it falls short of his intended receiver, Nick Scott. The pressure was coming off the left edge, and it made Hackenberg force an errant throw, and will bring up a fourth down.
Said Army did bring a lot of almost a jailbreak blitz there, or zero blitz, as you say, where no one is left in coverage besides the man they are guarding. And Nick Scott, out of the backfield, just kind of snuck right out there and had plenty of room. Just Hackenberg just couldn't get on the ball, like I said, as he was getting hit.
And shades of the Bill O'Brien era as Penn State will come out and go for it on fourth down and 5 on the 24-yard line. Two receivers out to Hackenberg's right, one to his left. Scott joins him on his right hip. He'll bring Carter in motion. Drop back to pass. He's got a man looking for Hamilton. He catches it across the 13 and up near the 11-yard line. Deshaun Hamilton on fourth and five, a big catch.
Big catch, like I said, to keep the chains moving and really keep the momentum moving for Penn State. Starting a little bit sluggish on offense, that's a big first down for this Nittany Lion team. And now that you're in the red zone, you really got to convert here and try to put six on the board.
The safety, Ryan England, came up to finally make the stop as Hamilton was dragged down at about the 11-yard line, and Penn State will have a first and 10. They can still get a first down here at the 1-yard line, not a goal situation, as Hackenberg will line up under center. Three tight ends in again, one receiver. Hamilton split out to his right side. He's going to drop back, turn around, and hand it off to Scott. He breaks a tackle across the five, and he's going to scoot into the end zone, and Penn State's on the board. A touchdown for Nick Scott, the first of his young career.
Great run there by Scott, breaking a couple arm tackles, hitting the burst of speed, and getting into that end zone, putting Penn State on the board first. Just a great start offensively right now for Penn State, really getting that first one out of the way and just building some momentum going forward throughout the game.
So give James Franklin credit. The call to go for it on fourth and five sets Penn State up for a touchdown, and they now have a 6-0 lead with 9:57 to play as the big toe, Joey Julius, will come on. He'll put the extra point up and through the uprights, and Penn State leads 7-0 here inside Beaver Stadium.